Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at the Medical Machine Learning Group at the University of Medicine Essen.
Oh, very cool.
And let me tell you, these folks are doing some seriously interesting things.
Yeah, they are really focusing on turning AI research into real-world applications that actually help patients.
Yeah, I was looking at their website and they say that they have a from bits to bedside philosophy, which I think really encapsulates what they're going for.
Absolutely, turning those bits into real, actual things that can impact people.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of impactful, I was browsing their research and some of these paper titles, I mean, they sound like they're straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Oh, really? Like what?
Okay, so we've got Discovering Digital Tumor Signatures.
Wow.
How cool does that sound?
It does sound pretty cool.
And then there's Can Virtual Contrast Enhancement in Brain MRI Replace Gadolinium? I need you to break these down for me because I have no idea what that even means.
All right, let's unpack those Discovering Digital Tumor Signatures. That does sound like a futuristic spy thriller or something,
right.
But it's actually about using AI to analyze medical images and pinpoint unique patterns within tumors.
Oh, okay.
So imagine if you can just imagine the possibilities this could lead to personalized cancer diagnoses and treatments tailored to each individual's specific needs.
Okay, so we're not just talking about detecting cancer earlier,
right?
But actually understanding each tumor.
Yeah, like at a whole new level,
yeah,
much deeper level.
That's huge.
Yeah.
What about that second one, the virtual contrast enhancement?
Right, so that one is all about making MRI scans safer and more accessible.
Okay.
So imagine getting the same level of detail in a brain scan, but without needing to inject a contrast agent called gadolinium, which can be problematic for people with kidney issues or allergies.
Yeah.
AI is going to step in here to create a virtual contrast, so it's opening up MRI to a wider range of patients.
That's incredible. It's like AI is giving us superpowers to see inside the human body.
It really is.
Without the risks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a lot of brain power to develop this kind of cutting-edge technology. And looking at their team page, it's clear that they've assembled some serious talent.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got specialists in AI-guided therapies, medical informatics, computer vision. It's like a dream team of medical AI experts.
It really is, and it highlights how interdisciplinary the field of medical machine learning is. It's
right.
Not just about some, you know, genius coder working alone in a basement.
Right. It's really a team effort.
Yeah, you need this fusion of expertise to truly integrate AI into healthcare.
It's like they've created this powerhouse of knowledge and innovation.
They really have.
And it's not just about the people.
Yeah.
Right? They've also got some pretty impressive partnerships going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're part of the Cancer Research Center, Cologne Essen, the CCCE.
Right.
Collaborating with institutions like the German Cancer Center, the DKFZ.
Exactly. And those collaborations are really crucial.
Yeah. For accelerating progress in the field.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're sharing data, developing common platforms like their joint imaging platform.
Yeah.
It creates this collaborative ecosystem that fuels innovation.
I love that. A collaborative ecosystem. It's beautiful.
It is.
And speaking of fueling innovation, there's one thing that really stood out to me about this group.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Their team lead development and operations. Now, that's not something you see every day in a university research setting.
No, it's not. It's very unusual.
Yeah. So what's the significance of having a dedicated MLOps team?
Yeah.
Like what even IS MLOps, especially in this context?
So that's where it gets really interesting. MLOps stands for machine learning operations.
Okay.
Think of it like the bridge between a brilliant research idea and a real-world product.
Oh, I.
It's about having a team dedicated to building the infrastructure and processes needed to take those groundbreaking algorithms developed by the researchers and turn them into reliable, scalable solutions that can be deployed in hospitals and clinics. Okay, so it's like they've got the research brains, the collaborative network, and the engineering muscle to actually make things happen.
Precisely. And that's what makes this MML group so unique. They're not just pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI in medicine. They're also equipped to translate their findings into tangible, industry-level products that can benefit patients directly.
It's like having a world-class research lab and a high-tech startup all under one roof.
Exactly. They're not just publishing research papers. Yeah. They're building solutions.
Wow. That's impressive. So they're combining cutting-edge research with the kind of infrastructure you typically find in a tech company.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's more, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed they teamed up with NVIDIA to develop German language models.
Right.
And they're even sharing them on Hugging Face. That seems pretty significant.
It's huge. It's really huge.
Yeah.
Firstly, it speaks volumes about their commitment to open science and collaboration. They're sharing these models, and that allows researchers worldwide to build upon their work, which can lead to faster advancements in the field.
That makes sense.
And secondly, just imagine AI that can understand and analyze German medical texts, patient records, research papers.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you saying AI could be reading and understanding all those complex medical documents that even I struggle with sometimes?
Exactly. And not just understanding them, but extracting valuable insights that can inform diagnoses, personalized treatments, and even advance medical research itself.
And they're making these powerful tools available to others.
Yes.
Wow. So it's like they're not just building their own success, they're empowering the entire medical AI community.
Exactly.
But this whole language model thing, it feels like something out of science fiction. Can you give me a concrete example of how this could impact, you know, real people like me and our listeners?
Absolutely. So let's say you're dealing with a complex health issue and you've been researching online, trying to understand your condition better. Now imagine an AI assistant that can not only sift through mountains of medical information in German, but also translate it into plain language that you can easily grasp, answering your specific questions and even providing personalized insights based on your individual circumstances.
Wait, so instead of spending hours wading through dense medical jargon, I could have an AI do the heavy lifting for me.
Exactly.
And give me clear, understandable information tailored to my needs. That would be a game changer.
It would be a game changer.
Wow. And that's just one example of how these German language models can bridge the gap between complex medical knowledge.
Yes.
And the patients who need it most.
Absolutely. Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
It really is. It's amazing to think about how AI can empower patients in such a tangible way.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to this group's commitment to taking research beyond the theoretical and making it truly impactful.
Exactly.
It's one thing to publish groundbreaking research papers, but it's a whole other level to actually build the systems and infrastructure needed to turn those findings into real-world products.
Right.
That's where their dedicated MLOps team really shines, right?
Yes.
You mentioned earlier that MLOps is like the bridge between research and reality.
Right.
Can you break that down a bit more for me? What does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so think about the typical path of academic research.
Okay.
Scientists spend years developing algorithms, testing them, writing papers, presenting at conferences.
Right.
But often those brilliant ideas never quite make it out of the lab and into the real world where they can actually help people.
Yeah, it's like a recipe for a life-saving cure that just sits in a cookbook, never getting cooked. What a waste.
Exactly. And that's where MLOps comes in.
Okay.
It's about creating a smooth and efficient pipeline for taking those raw research findings and transforming them into robust, reliable, and scalable AI solutions that can be deployed in hospitals, clinics, and even directly to patients.
Okay. So instead of those research papers gathering dust on a shelf, they're actually being used to build tools that can make a real difference. That's super cool. But how does that work? What's involved in this MLOp magic?
It's a multifaceted process that involves everything from data management and model training to testing, deployment, monitoring, and continuous improvement.
Okay.
Think of it like building a high-tech factory for AI.
Okay.
You need to have the right infrastructure, the skilled engineers, and the streamlined processes to ensure that the AI models are being built, tested, and deployed in a safe, reliable, and ethical way.
Wow, it sounds like a massive undertaking. It's like they've created a whole ecosystem to support the development and deployment of their AI innovations.
They really have.
No wonder they're able to produce industry-level products from their academic research.
Exactly.
They've got the whole operation under one roof.
That's exactly it. And this is one of the things that sets the Medical Machine Learning Group apart.
Right.
They've recognized that true innovation isn't just about having brilliant ideas. It's about having the infrastructure and expertise to translate those ideas into tangible solutions that can benefit society.
Okay, so they've got the research brains, the collaborative network, and the engineering muscle.
Yeah.
But let's get down to brass tacks here.
Okay.
How is this actually impacting the lives of patients?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier the possibility of personalized cancer treatment.
Right.
What does that look like in a real world scenario?
Imagine a world where cancer treatment isn't a one size fits all approach, but is tailored to your unique tumor, your genetic makeup, your lifestyle, and your overall health profile.
Right.
AI can analyze vast amounts of data to identify the most effective treatment strategy for you, minimizing side effects and maximizing the chances of success.
Wow, that's like having a custom-designed treatment plan. No more guessing games or hoping for the best.
Right.
AI is taking the guesswork out of medicine and making it truly personalized.
That's the goal.
And what about that virtual contrast enhancement technique? How's that changing the game for patients?
That's a fantastic example of AI making healthcare safer and more accessible.
Right.
Remember how we talked about the potential risks of contrast agents in MRI scans?
Yeah.
Well, by using AI to create a virtual contrast, we can eliminate the need for those injections in certain cases,
Wow.
making MRI a viable option for patients who previously couldn't tolerate it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So we're talking about more accurate diagnoses, more personalized treatments, anti-thiefer procedures thanks to AI.
Absolutely.
Like science fiction is becoming reality right before our eyes. But sometimes when we talk about AI, it can feel a little abstract,
Right.
a little removed from our everyday lives.
Yeah.
Is there anything about the MML group's work that feels particularly tangible, something that people can really grasp onto?
I think their work with German language models is a great example of how AI can be applied to very practical challenges in healthcare.
Okay.
Think about the vast amounts of data stored in patient records, medical journals, and research papers.
It's a lot.
It's a treasure trove of medical knowledge, but it's often locked away in dense technical language that's difficult for most people to understand.
Right. It's like trying to decipher ancient hieroglyphics.
Exactly. And for AI to be truly useful in healthcare, it needs to be able to understand and process that information,
Makes sense.
which is often written in natural language.
Okay.
So by developing these German language models, the MML group is creating tools that can unlock the insights hidden within this vast sea of data.
So instead of doctors having to manually sift through mountains of paperwork, AI can do the heavy lifting,
Yeah.
analyze the information, and present it in a way that's easy for both doctors and patients to understand. That's incredible. But what does that actually look like in practice? Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. Imagine a doctor trying to diagnose a rare condition.
Okay.
They could use an AI-powered search tool to instantly scan through thousands of medical journals and patient records, identifying relevant research and case studies that might have taken them weeks or even months to find manually. This not only saves time, but also ensures that doctors have access to the latest knowledge and research, leading to more accurate diagnoses and more effective treatment plans.
Wow, that's like having a super-powered medical librarian at your fingertips.
It really is.
It's amazing to think how AI can empower both doctors and patients with the information they need to make informed decisions about their health.
And it all goes back to the MML group's commitment to bridging the gap between research and real-world application.
Yeah.
They're not just developing AI for AI's sake. They're developing solutions that can truly make a difference in the lives of patients and healthcare providers.
Yeah, it's amazing what they're doing at MML.
Yeah, they're really pushing the boundaries of AI in healthcare.
They really are. They've got the top researchers. They're working together, and they actually have the infrastructure and systems to make sure their research gets out there to help people.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about,
Right.
improving patient care.
Yeah, and they're not just developing algorithms just because they're developing tools to diagnose earlier, personalize treatments,
Yeah.
make healthcare safer.
Right, help people live healthier for longer.
And their MLOps team is proof that they're serious about actually putting their research into practice.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes them stand out. True innovation isn't just about brilliant ideas. It's also about the systems and processes that turn those ideas into something real.
And you know, the MML group has a really incredible team of experts from so many different areas.
Yeah, it's a very interdisciplinary group,
Yeah.
and they're all united by this passion to use AI to make healthcare better.
It's that approach that lets them tackle these challenges from all sides.
Right, because they're not just computer scientists.
Yeah.
There are clinicians and researchers and data scientists and ethicists all working together.
And they're making sure that their AI is safe and actually helps patients. It's
Exactly.
like they've created this perfect combination.
Yeah, they really have.
The right people, the right resources, the right vision, all at the right time.
It's really exciting.
It is. And with their commitment to open science,
Yeah.
they're not just advancing their own work. They're sharing it with the entire AI community.
Exactly. They want everyone to benefit.
So for our listeners, now that we've taken this deep dive with us into this medical machine learning group at the University of Medicine Essen, final thought.
If this is what's possible today, just imagine what the future holds.
As these groups like MML keep pushing the boundaries of AI in healthcare, we're going to see more groundbreaking discoveries, better diagnoses, more personalized treatments.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's all about helping people live longer and healthier lives.
It's an exciting time to be alive, and we can't wait to see what they'll do next.
Me too.